something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Listen, listen. When you understand that you are a child of God, technon, an offspring, not just the hewers now. As technon, you have a right to the inheritance. But you cannot use or enjoy that inheritance until you become the heirs of God. That means you are brought up a son in the house who now understands what is in the house. Oh boy. Man, oh my. You know what is in the house. You know, a lot of guys, there are a lot of people who are born again, they don't understand this stuff. Some of them are even good preachers. They're against the message of prosperity to say health and wealth message. They call us health and wealth preachers. And they tell people, don't listen to them. And the more they say that, of course, a lot more people listen to us, you know. It doesn't work. So they call us health and wealth preachers. The problem is they haven't entered the house. They haven't found out what's in the house. If they ever found out, they'll be amazed that we haven't even scratched the surface of our inheritance. The heirs of God have entered into the house. He said, I'll give you the keys. I'll give you the keys. What are the keys for, brother? Somebody used only one key. He opened the door of holiness and fell down there. Oh, the holiness of God. That's great, but that's not the only room in the house, brother. Open the door of holiness. He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. The keys are for doors. Open the room of holiness and enjoy the holiness of God. But don't build a tent there. Come out of there. Use another key. There's another room of grace. It's all grace. Hallelujah. Take another key. Come out to the other one. You find there's divine healing, healing, healing. So you get in and you enjoy healing. You had a problem in your body and you got into that room and you got healed. You came out. Brother, there's another room just beside that one. Hey. That room, when you open it, it's called divine health. It's better than healing. Can you shout amen, somebody? The day I opened that door, I found out I didn't have to come into this world. I said, all right, if I ever get wounded, injured, scratched my body, the room of healing is all right. The balm of Gilead. Then I come in here. But you know what? Every day, I carry the atmosphere of this room with me. It's divine health. That's why every time I say, I refuse to be sick. Because I got the key to this room. There is another room. I open it up. It's the room of abundance. Oh, boy. Woo! You know what? I opened that door and I looked in. I saw blessings of every kind. I said, hold on, I want to tell somebody. I said, guess what? There is an abundant supply for you. And they said, are you sure? I said, come on. He said, come on. He said, all right, that's you. Glory to God. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. A room full of abundance. Hey, hey. Material world in that room. I opened the next one. I was amazed. I said, I was amazed. I saw something better than this one. You know what? It's called the room of words. Meaning, when you enter that room, anything you say comes to pass. Anything. Anything. Wow. It's the room of Rhema. Hallelujah. Every time you have a need, you talk in other tongues and open this door and take a word. Glory to God. Woo! You have challenges in your work. You take a word about your job. When you go through the fire, you shall not be burnt. When you go through the water, it shall not overflow you. Glory to God. I found out, no matter what I'm going through, I can open this door, take any word about my situation. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. A lady said, my husband is not born again. I said, why? She said, I don't know. I've been praying for him. I said, come on. There's a room over here. He says, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Take that word. Go to your home and say, thus saith the Lord. Thou shalt be saved and thy house. I am saved and so is my house. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Everything that you require, there's a word for it. I said, there's a word for it. There's a word for it. A word for your physical body. A word for your job, for your finances, for your family, for your children, for your spouse. Can you shout amen, somebody? Oh, glory! Woo! How could I lose? How could I lose? How could I lose? The house is full. Full of blessings. Brother, what do you want? Sister, what do you want? What do you want? Can you open them doors? What do you want? Begin to speak God's word. What do you want? Use the keys. Use the keys now. It's time to speak the word. It's time to prophesy. It's time to declare that which belongs to you in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Woo, woo. Ha, 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 ha. The Spirit of God is touching you, blessing you. He's lifting you. Open your mouth and pray. Speak the word. Let the word of faith, the word of faith, be released through your mouth. Speak that word. Declare that word. Something is happening. It's happening right now in your home. It's happening right now in your family. It's happening right now in your marriage. It's happening right now in your job. It's happening right now in your finances. A miracle is taking place. Oh, glory to God. Go ahead. Shabrakila baba baba sandala bani. Onda bashata maya. If you want healing, it's yours. You can be healed instantly right there where you are. Whatever it is you need from God, the anointing has been released. The anointing has been released. So blessed. You can be so blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Oh, glory. Be blessed. Woo. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. The anointing has been released. Be blessed. Be blessed. Yes. Be blessed. Oh, glory. Glory to God. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. God bless you.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you having a beautiful time in the Lord? You're glad you're born again? You sure? You should be glad you're born again. See, everybody doesn't see it. Everybody doesn't have it. You should be glad you're born again. If you knew the scriptures, you would be glad you're born again. There's no hope outside of Christ. No hope. No life outside of Christ Jesus. So you ought to be glad you're born again. And the Christ life puts you over in the crisis of life. When you know Jesus, knowing Jesus is not the end of your problems, but it is the hope and the solution for your problems. Problems come to all of us. Trouble comes to all of us, but welcome trouble. Welcome problems, because they are your stepping stones to higher heights. Without trouble, without problems, there are no testimonies. Problems don't come to you to destroy you. If you let them destroy you, you failed. Meaning, you made yourself a poor specimen. No matter what you're going through in your life today, I want you to know this. God knew that you could defeat it. He knew it. Because God made you. No problem in your life has enough power to destroy you or to bring you down. If you let yourself go down and let yourself be counted out, you put yourself there. And one day God is going to ask you, why did you let it happen? You say, how do you know? It's in the Bible. You see, many times, a lot of Christians don't know what it is to be born again. They don't know what it is. They think it means that you have become good and nice, and that you have joined a church, and that you've change the things you used to do, like they sing, things I used to do, I do them no more, you know. And they think that that's what Christianity is all about, but they're wrong. That's not what Christianity means. All of that is a result of your Christianity. They are not your Christianity, they're only a result of your Christianity. Hallelujah. To be born again means to receive the life and nature of God into your spirit. Now, if that is true, what manner of persons ought ye to be? Just think about it, if that is true. And it's either true or false. But you see, a lot of us have never been taught the Word of God. We've heard a lot of preaching, but we've never been taught the Word of God. Do you know that most Christians are not taught the Word of God? In most of our churches all around the world, Christian churches, they don't teach the Word of God. Most of them are not even acquainted with the teaching ministry. They don't even know there's such a thing. Some of them understand that there's a BK in school. You know that? Bible knowledge. So they know about that. But that's not what I'm talking about. Sinners teach that subject. When I was in school, it was a sinner who was teaching the subject. And in some of the topics, he blamed God for what God did. See? So I'm not talking about that kind of theology. I'm talking about the teaching of the Word of God through the Spirit of God, the power of the Spirit of God that can enlighten you about the things of the kingdom of God. The Bible says that Jesus taught his disciples things concerning the kingdom of God. He taught them. He also preached. And there's a great difference between preaching and teaching. There's a great difference between preaching and teaching. And because most are not taught the word, they don't know it. And so they are defeated in the crisis of life because they do not know how to personally apply the Word of God in their situation. They've not been taught. They've heard about prayer. So when trouble strikes, they pray. And that's about all they think they ought to do. So some people say prayer works. Prayer doesn't work. It's the God to whom you pray that works. Secondly, it's you that has to also work. Prayer doesn't work. Somebody says, pray a powerful prayer for me. There are no powerful prayers. Come on, talk to me. But they don't know it. They don't realize it. And you know what? Whatever you believe will form your vocabulary. In other words, the way you talk, the words you use, your language is based on your believing. What you don't know, you have no words for. Your language every day, the way you communicate with people, is based on what you truly believe. Now, you can never hear me say, I'm afraid, I don't know whether or not. I don't use that. I can't say I'm afraid. No matter how you put it. Somebody says, well, just talking. Well, when I just talk, I still don't just talk. Because I know that every word that I say means something in the realm of the spirit. I do not say I'm scared. I can't say it. You can't get me to say it. It doesn't belong in my speech. I can't say it. I can't mistakenly say it. I hear people say it. But I can't say it. I can't say I'm scared. Can you see that? It's not part of my language. I can't say I'm scared. I can't say I'm afraid. I'm afraid it may not happen. I'm afraid I don't know if he will come tomorrow. I'm afraid I may not be there. You know, in general speech. But I can't say that. I just can't say it. Now, it may be good English to you. But to me, My language is not just the lingua franca. It's got nothing to do with it. It's a choice of words based on believing, based on your faith, based on your knowledge. It's based on your knowledge. You say, how is it? Bad, bad, bad. Things are bad. Business is down. I can't talk like that. I can't talk like that. Now, I began to train me on talking right many, many years ago. Because the more I studied the Word of God, the more I found out the way I ought to speak. Jesus never talked negatively. He said,
we trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Ndubusi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.